Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Something funny.
My geography teacher, Jim, asked me if I could name a country with no R in it. I said, no way.
Oh, no.
See?
Oh, no.
Yes. See, that's unfortunate.
All right, I got another.
Are you going with a second?
Most dads only drink on days that begin with T, Jim. Tuesday and Thursday. And today and tomorrow. And da-da-day and dun-day.
What's wrong with him? Something's wrong with him.
He didn't even get the TH in for Saturday or Funday.
Show Rabsy.
Rabsy.
Now, Rabs, there's only one button you hit. There's only one.
A woeful, woeful start to the week. In fact, I had high hopes.
Who am I? I dream of that.
Oh, yeah, because she was bold and had headphones around her neck.
Without
what happened to it? What's going on with you?
Did you watch I Close?
How went to air?
Are we on?
A boy was in the car with his mother and father, and he asks, Dad?
What?
What's an alcoholic? Dad says, well, see those four cars? An alcoholic would see eight. The son says, yeah, but Dad, there's only two cars.
Oh, no.
Can't be behind the wheel.
So Mum said.
You mean the guy's driving drunk?
No, Mum said, I'll better drive from here.
That's just a horrible story about a drunk man behind the wheel with his kid in the car.
It's a joke. It's a joke, Jim.
Look at Whit. She's disgusted and is disgusted.
Disgusted. Never call again. Rabsy, that was good.
Rabs. You know what he's got to hit. No. There's nothing
understand
you can do about it.
Yes, I understood it. I did.
That's in approach for 2023.
And they're down the back lane at home, on the farm.
Down the back lane at home on the farm.
And then they pulled over.
Yeah, so they're just seeing other cars.
And Mum said, let's go for another bit down by the scrubbery.
By the rubbery.
Yeah. I can tell you how bad it was. Even Keith McGowan was offended by
it. He said, you can go to Bunbury.
That's scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Two in a row. Two Woolies in a row.
I'm going for five. Two bored male casino dealers were waiting at the craps table, Jim.
Right.
Just waiting there, very boring, no one around. A very attractive blonde woman arrives and bets $20,000 on a single roll of the dice, Jim. $20,000. She says, I hope you don't mind, but I feel much luckier when I'm completely nude. With that, she strips down, nothing on, Jim, rolls the dice and yells, come on, baby, mama needs some new clothes. As the dice comes to a stop, she jumps up and down and squeals, yes, 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 I won, I won, I won. She hugs each of the dealers, picks up her winnings and her clothes and quickly departs. The dealers stared at each other and were dumbfounded. Finally, one of them said, what did she roll? The other one said, I don't know. I thought you were watching. She's just collected the money and gone, Jim. How good's that? Look at James pretending he doesn't like.
There's five people out there.
Not a laugh.
Matty O's out there too.
To anyone.
I like it.
Not Beersy. Not Spence, who was in here earlier.
Spence. Spence the chip maker. And
not Matty O. Not Whit.
Another
not
good Hose. Joke. All right, I'm not doing them anymore then. You can all get stuffed.
It's cracking.
Bill, I do me best. I get no help from
you.
I get no help from anyone.
You knew that was poor, didn't you?
No, it's not a bad joke.
No, it's a very bad joke.
Actually, all right. I won.
You did say at the start of the week you're going for five in a row.
No, I need some help, but I don't get any. So it's all me.
What about the jokes? Need help with them too?
Oh, good one. Now that's
not bad, Rabbit.
Get your finger on Sam Plum Boom Wah. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, Whitey.
I'm loving this rut you're in.
Look at this jumper he's got on. He's
What's like, wrong with
like
it?
Rib
thinks
number.
He's playing cricket or bowls or something. Jim.
Yes.
What do you call a book club that's been stuck on the same book for years?
What?
Church.
He's committed to oh
That's not
I.
bad.
You committed
it's actually,
to hearing Woolly Bully for a whole week straight.
The church
There's
has
not
just been
busy.
Stuck no.
With
well, I don't think they understand
nothing.
It. Rabs, you liked it. I heard a chuckle.
No.
Don't tell me, Rabs.
I'm sorry.
You'll cop it.
There we are. That's your fourth straight.
That was a good gag.
No.
People will use it everywhere tonight. At the dinner table.
No. No one will use it.
What's that?
That's four in a row. This might be the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
He's four going straight bullies.
Going to have to be a nice
Fat
fruity
trouble.
One tomorrow.
Going to have to dig deep.
There'll be a lot of fruit on it.
No. That's
coming here, nodding your head, singing along to that. All right.
Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Cause you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh.
We must thank Builders Academy as well, Bill. They've been great sponsors over the last few weeks of your joke and a bunch of other segments, including Friday Brag Artist from today.
Oh, is this it?
Yes.
I'm from four.
Oh, well done.
You've been this week.
Hang on. Legends, making legends at Builders Academy.
All right, here
thank
we go.
Thank you very much. So Zip and four. I need a good joke.
Pressure is on.
Three children with interesting names wanted to know why their names were so.
You're not going with this.
No, and look at Fru. Look at Fru behind. He already knows what you're about to serve up.
The first little girl comes up to her mother. She said, "Mum, why am I called Rose Petal?"
No.
One beautiful summer's night, we were sitting outside and a rose petal just dropped down from the sky and landed on your head.
Oh, rabbits.
That's nice.
I'm not allowing this to go
The next air. One comes up. Mum, why am I called Feather?
Oh, no.
Well, beautiful night. We're sitting out here, me and your father, and this feather floated down from the sky and landed on your head. So we went with Feather. Oh, that's nice.
Bill.
The
Bill.
Third kid, Bill. Brick, stumbles up to his mother and says,
I'm not allowing this.
What did he say?
He said, Mom, why my name Brick?
Look at Fru.
Fru's
You're the disgust on Fru.
Fru's laughing.
The headband.
He has to go outside, Jim. He's loving it. Fru is loving it. Why is my name Brick? Well, one night.
Why does Brick speak better than you?
That is shameless. Shameless.
But, Rabsy, you only can go one way.
Exactly.
Shameless.
It's one of the most famous jokes in Triple M folklore.
Yep.
Not only have you retold it, you've butchered it.
Butchered it.
Oh,
five in a row.
That's history.
Look at Fruby go. There he is.
Fru loves it.
He even knows it.
All right, I'm not doing no more jokes now. That was my best one. So you can do your own jokes.
Can't be repeating. Five and oh. From
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
Weeks.
Good day.
For even more Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.